If you stand for nothing, you're likely to fall for anything.
Hello, and welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast. I'm super excited to have you with me on this video episode. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to my YouTube channel right now so that you never miss an upload of our podcast. Now, what does the CEO mindset stand for? It means having a mindset that is constantly evolving and staying open to those failures. We know here on this podcast that it's our failures that get us ever so much closer to the successes that we want in our life, career, and or business. If that sounds like something that you need to be a part of, and I think you do, I suggest going ahead and hitting that subscribe button. You will get a new podcast upload every Tuesday. Now, in addition to the podcast episode, you're going to get access to the forum where we can continue our conversation about the topics that we're going over on the podcast inside that forum. It's a great place for you to ask questions, offer your feedback, or give your thoughts on a particular subject. We all work together as bosses, as leaders, we are influencing others. So let's get as much information as we can so that we can empower, encourage, and educate those around us. All right, let's get to today's episode.
It's a quote I'm sure you've heard before. And if you've ever felt like you are being pulled in the wrong direction by the riptides of life, then this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast is definitely for you. Join me as I help you navigate those treacherous waters of life that have you headed in the wrong direction. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. It's a great quote that is used by a fellow business owner in one of my networking groups, but it's absolutely true. We're not swimming upstream, struggling against the tide, working so hard because we want to. A lot of the times, it is because we fail to plan. Keep listening if you want to stay ready so you don't have to spend so much time trying to get ready. I am a believer in having what I call a personal operating system. I'm going to get to that in just a minute, but it is an absolute must if your goal is to stay ready so you don't have to get ready. In this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast, I'm helping you to evolve your thinking by A, defining what I mean by a personal operating system, sharing with you exactly how to create one for yourself, and then helping you in the final tip to leverage or apply your personal operating system to your daily activity so that you can begin to swim with the tide and not get so caught up in it and pushed out to shore. So if that sounds like something you need help with, then this is definitely a place for you to stick around. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you are watching this on YouTube. Also, subscribe to my podcast and please, please, please leave a review. I'm sure you all know the game by now on YouTube. I am trying to get watch hours, so please stick around to the end. And here with my podcast, I would really like for you to push it out to your friends, and by giving it reviews, the Google juice knows how to share it with the right people. So please make sure that you're doing that as well. Now, let's dive into this information that I want to share with you about getting out of that riptide. So when it comes to an operating system, I have the definition here. I'm going to read it to you. An operating system supports the basic function of something. A computer system supports things like scheduling tasks, executing applications, and controlling peripherals. And peripherals are any external device that connects to the computer. Okay. Well, my definition of a personal operating system is slightly different, but kind of the same. A personal operating system supports the function of your daily life. It helps you manage things like your time or setting goals, or it helps you to prioritize your tasks. This system also includes habits and routines that align with your personal values, and it supports your well-being. So now that you have the definition of what I believe a personal operating system is, let's talk a little bit about how you begin to develop one for yourself. So now that you understand exactly what a personal operating system is, how do you begin to develop one for yourself? Well, that comes from self-awareness. And I think some of us believe that we're self-aware, but we really haven't done the work. We're still operating under the illusion that what was poured into us is all there is. And we sometimes find ourselves struggling because we are operating from a playbook that someone else gave us, and we aren't self-aware. We are allowing what was poured into us to manage our lives. So by developing a personal operating system, it requires you to become self-aware. So you have to look for ways to not only fill your cup, but you've got to figure out how to empty out the things that are not supposed to be in your cup first, and then start to fill your cup with the things that are you, that you do believe, that are a part of your values, that do resonate and are in alignment with how you actually think and feel. So in order to develop a personal operating system, there's a lot of introspection that has to happen. And that is why I strongly encourage people to think about questions like, okay, is this really me? Do I really believe these things, or am I following a protocol that was given to me? Is there an area in your life that you can make adjustments to that make you feel more like yourself? So we're going to talk about exactly how to do that in just a second. I'm going to give you a tool here in a moment. But when it comes to using or developing the personal operating system, as I described it in my opening, in the definition that I shared with you, self-awareness is going to be extremely important, because if you're not self-aware, how are you going to be able to manage your time, right? Or are you going to allow other people to manage the time for you? How are you going to know if the goals you're setting are the right goals for you? How are you going to begin to prioritize your time so that you can be productive? Self-awareness here is how you are able to do that. But how do you become self-aware, right? So how do you utilize this operating system? Once you become self-aware, how is it leveraged? Well, when you establish your personal operating system, self-awareness is necessary, but the self-awareness is going to help you with self-control and discipline. Now, I talk about this so extensively inside my program, Project CEO, and the truth is I launched this program years ago. It's my signature program. So many people have gone through it and benefited from it. I can't tell you how many people have been able to overcome some obstacles that they weren't able to overcome prior to going through this program, because it's pretty intense, it's pretty involved. But the beauty of it is that you're the one doing the work. Like, a lot of programs will tell you that they're gonna help you do this thing, or you're gonna have this end result. But I want to let you know that inside my program, Project CEO, I am truly holding your hand through a process to help you become more self-aware so that you can become more self-disciplined. And in this area of self-control and discipline, you'll learn how to manage the volume of your personality. I talk about this a lot. We sometimes look at other people for examples to copy or to emulate in terms of the way we are walking around in the world. But through the lens of this personal frame, of your personal framework that you learn about inside my program, Project CEO, you'll be able to manage the volume of your personality much easier. You'll also be able to set boundaries for yourself and others, and you'll be able to teach people how to treat you. And this is so important when it comes to self-control and discipline, because when you are doing these things, you know how to manage the volume of your personality, you're able to set boundaries, and you're teaching people how to treat you, it helps you to utilize your personal operating system much easier. People begin to recognize it. And if you are able to manage those daily life activities and interactions a lot easier. So the other thing that happens when you're utilizing your personal operating system is you can create a communication strategy. Now, a lot of times when we talk about communication, we are talking about it from the perspective of leadership, you know, influencing people, being able to articulate your thoughts, things of that nature. So when you're utilizing your personal operating system, you're able to create strategies for a host of things. A system for speaking. How do you use your words? Are you thinking before you're talking? Are you using the right words? Are you using words that people can absorb and understand? Meaning, are you considering how someone hears you in the words that you're saying? Also, a system for hearing. This is also a way to utilize your personal operating system. A lot of times, if you're married, you know sometimes you get into an argument and you're busy thinking about what it is you want to say next and you're not listening to what is being said. So when you have created a personal operating system, it does help you to create a system for hearing or for listening. And then it also creates a plan for comprehension, understanding what you hear. Because once you've created this personal operating system, you have a framework. I call it your personal framework. And you're able to operate through that personal framework. And you know sort of how you pull in information, how you absorb information, how you comprehend information. And you're able to establish in your communication practices those times when you need more information, when you need clarification, when you want to confirm that you are understanding things the right way. So when you created a personal operating system, it is truly supporting the function of your daily life. So there are times when you find yourself stranded, not being pulled in one direction or the other, but just stranded. You know, sometimes there's that paralysis by analysis. It's a real thing, right? But that's why I created my program, Project CEO, because you will be transformed from the inside out and you'll get to the bottom of your little, you know, ticks, and you'll also be able to overcome the hold that some of your triggers have on you. So I got a little information I want to share with you. Just take a look.
Run your business like the boss you are. No more second guessing yourself. Be confident in the decisions you make for your brand. Stop struggling. Run your business efficiently. Stop being afraid of making the wrong moves. Stop spinning your wheels and feeling frustrated. And let's go ahead and prevent that breakout of hives when you think of hiring a team. It's time to confront new opportunities, delegate those tasks, and package your genius to drive profitability. That's leadership.
Okay, so the more you fight this riptide of life, the further away from your goals and the success you're going to find yourself. A personal operating system acts as a lifesaver by supporting your ability to manage your time, set the right goals, and prioritize your tasks. Your habits and your routines will then align better with your values and support your well-being. We talked about that. I actually have a video where I'm sharing two more operating systems that you can use to optimize your productivity and strengthen your boundaries. I'll leave them down in the show notes below so that you can click on that video and watch these other two operating systems that I have to share with you. Now, I just love sharing these things with you that are going to help you constantly evolve and be open to failing forward, because I believe it's in doing this that you'll reach your goals much faster. After all, with every attempt, it gets you that much closer to your success. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the CEO Mindset Podcast. Please be sure to subscribe to the podcast. If there was one thing that just tilted your ear to listen a little bit harder and think a little bit harder, please go ahead and subscribe and leave a review, because your reviews help the different apps know that this is a great podcast and it shares it with other people. So please leave a review. Please subscribe to listen. And make sure that if you are watching this on YouTube, that you are subscribed to my YouTube channel. I need your support. Please leave comments and engage with me. I am working diligently to provide amazing content for you. And the best way to let me know that I'm on the right track is to give the videos a thumbs up and leave comments on the podcast wherever you're listening or watching. And share it with people you know. All right. So thank you so much. I look forward to being back next week to share even more information with you. And if you've not, I've actually left on my Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, head over to Instagram, AF Patrick. That information is down below as well. But head over there, follow me, and then follow along my stories, because sometimes I will place a prompt for you to share with me some information or some ideas that you would like to learn more about and evolve, areas that you need to evolve in, and you want to learn how to feel forward a little bit easier, a little bit softer. All right. Thanks for listening, and I will see you back next week. Bye.